Butts and Guts, a Cleveland Clinic podcast exploring your digestive and surgical health from end to end. Hi again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Butts and Guts. I'm your host, Scott Steele, the chair of colorectal surgery here at the Cleveland Clinic in beautiful Cleveland, Ohio. And today, I always like welcoming back our guests, and we're super pleased to have Julia Zumpano, who's a dietitian in Cleveland Clinic's Digestive Disease and Surgery Institute. And I encourage all of our listeners out there to look at the back episodes, especially the one around the holiday, for some tips in terms of staying healthy during those holidays. And but today, we're going to talk a little bit about how a low purine diet can help those with gout and kidney stones. So Julia, welcome back to Butts and Guts.
Thanks for having me.
So for those who have not listened to the old episodes, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yes, I completed my bachelor's of science and focused on nutrition at the University of Akron. And then I completed my dietetic internship at the Cleveland Clinic and then have been at the Cleveland Clinic ever since.
That's fantastic. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about low purine diet. And again, so for many people, they're like, wait a second, what is a purine? So let's just start there. What are purines and what types of foods are they found in?
So purines are chemicals that are naturally found in certain foods and drinks. And when our body breaks down these chemicals, uric acid is the byproduct. So high levels of uric acid can form sharp crystals and then settle in your joints, causing some swelling and pain, which is known as gout.
So, when you talk about typical types of foods that they're in, what types of foods, common foods, would maybe somebody eat a pizza? Is that high in purine? Apples, bananas? What's a purine food?
They are found in high sugary foods. So sweetened beverages, high fructose corn syrup, game meats, organ meats, turkey, meat sauces or gravies, certain seafoods, and then yeast and yeast extract. There are some purines in some vegetables, but those are less likely to cause the negative effects that we see in the body when you formulate gout.
So we're obviously talking about a low purine in the context of gout or kidney stones, but is this low purine diet for everybody, or is it just for patients with those disorders?
It's really anyone who has high level of uric acid. So anyone who has a history of gout or kidney stones, like you said, is really who we're targeting here.
So how does this diet differ from some of the other ones that are out on the market?
So this diet specifically limits purine-rich foods to prevent gout attacks and kidney stones. So most diets that are out on the market now are followed to accomplish a certain goal. So it may be weight loss or reducing inflammation or improving gut health. So the goal of this diet is specifically for that reason. So you just want to follow a plan that is according to your goal or what you want as an outcome.
So I read an article not too long ago that talked about the number one diet in the U.S. is the Mediterranean diet. So truth or myth, the popular Mediterranean diet is a type of a low purine diet.
So it is somewhat true. So the Mediterranean diet in general is low in red meats, game meats, organ meats. It does discourage intake of sweets and high fructose corn syrup, although you do have seafood on the Mediterranean diet. So as long as you're choosing the sources of seafood that are low in purines, it can very well be a low purine diet.
So I'm a listener out there and I'm like, okay, I'll give this a try. And, you know, diets are something that many people struggle with in different fashions. So what might someone struggle with being on a low purine diet?
I think limiting the meats can be challenging. People who tend to have gout tend to have a higher meat intake is what I've found in my practice. So I think that may be difficult for some people. The other one is sugar. As we know, sugar is extremely addictive and it's very difficult to remove from any diet plan. So I think just struggling by really eliminating and preventing, you know, high sugar intake.
So let's just say that the low purine diet isn't for a listener out there. Are there any alternative diets that somebody could try?
Well, we already mentioned the Mediterranean diet, and I'm a huge fan. I do specialize in cardiology in my practice, so I'm a huge fan of the Mediterranean diet. It does incorporate so many benefits when it comes to lowering cardiovascular disease risk, decreasing inflammation. It's not overly restrictive. It has a wide variety of foods. It can be adjusted based on individualized eating habits. So that's one of my favorites. Secondary, I like generally a whole foods diet where you're eating primarily whole foods, really minimizing any processed foods.
So is this low purine diet a diet that can be done in the short term, or is it meant to be more of a long-term commitment?
Typically, it's done short term. So let's say you have a gout attack. You want to really cut down purines in your diet until that attack kind of suppresses and eventually resolves. But if you are one that consistently has gout attacks or kidney stones, this general eating plan is something you want to consistently follow, maybe a little bit more strict when you're, you know, in a flare up or, you know, having a stone, and then maybe a little bit more lenient in between, but you still want to keep a general reduction in purines in your diet if you consistently see gout and kidney stones as a historical occurrence for you.
So it seems like just in general, the more you try to take something away, the more that you want it. And so no more is that kind of in fashion than in diets. So what's the best way to offset any extra indulgence, for example, while on a low purine diet, or for the matter of fact, any diet in general?
So I would say just really keeping portions down, portion and frequency. So instead of fighting it constantly and saying, I can't. No one likes to be told that you can't have something. That just makes them want it more. So maybe just, you know, changing your mindset around it and saying, I can have this, but in moderation. I can have small amounts of this, whatever the food may be. But just allowing yourself, you know, maybe you set a goal of what that small amount may be, and allow, like, maybe I can have, you know, organ meat once a week, if that's one of your favorites that you have struggled giving up. And I only will take it in at a half portion of what I normally would be taking in. So that way you don't feel deprived, but you just have more control over the amount and frequency that you're eating the foods.
Great advice. And so now it's time for our quick hitters. And since you're a return guest, we got slightly different questions to get to know you a little bit better. So first of all, salt or sweet?
Oh, definitely sweet.
Do you have a favorite sweet at that?
I love chocolate. So I like things like brownies and chocolate chip cookies, a really nice, rich chocolate, like some Belgian chocolates.
So what was your first car?
My first car was a Ford Escort, and it did not have any power steering, and I passed maneuverability on the first try. So I was very proud of myself.
Fantastic, fantastic. And I think I remember right on your prior episode, you said you were a world traveler. So what is a place that you would like to go on your bucket list?
Oh, gosh. Picking one is very hard. I would love to go to Thailand. I would love to go to the Philippines because I have family that's Filipino, and Australia. So I have to do all three.
That section of the world. That's fantastic. So what's a final take-home message for our listeners regarding the low purine diet, especially for those with gout and kidney stones?
So I think it's great if you can keep a food diary. So if you have a constant gout attacks or kidney stones, I think it's nice to write down what you're eating, especially around an attack, and see if you notice a trend of certain foods you're eating more of that could be leading to some of these attacks if they're high in purines. So that, I think, is really key to kind of help you pinpoint what could be triggering some of these events, and then also could help you find kind of a threshold of how much you can have if it's something you enjoy. One thing I forgot to mention, too, was that alcohol can lead to some of the gout attacks, too. So that's another purine-rich beverage that we want to limit.
Well, thanks so much for spending the time with us here. And to learn more about nutrition therapy at Cleveland Clinic, please visit clevelandclinic.org/nutrition. That's clevelandclinic.org/nutrition. You can also call 216-444-3046. That's 216-444-3046. Julia, thanks so much for joining us again at Butts and Guts.
Thank you so much for having me.
That wraps things up here at Cleveland Clinic. Until next time, thanks for listening to Butts and Guts.